Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A. Plosker. You can always find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com, and you can now check out videos and find episodes on YouTube at the Nobody Guide to Life YouTube channel. Thank you for joining us. So in this life, we get a body, we get an attitude, and we also get to decide how we'll show them to the world. And sometimes the world judges us. No matter who we are or how we are, we live in a world of individuals with opinions, and sometimes it takes courage not to care what other people think about us and just be who we are, come what may. And for my guest today, being who she is exactly the way she wants to be. Davina Kaur has been called, in her words, too fat, too loud, and too ambitious. Raised in rural India, she took part in a traditional marriage that fell apart in her 30s. After so many years of trying to be who everyone else wanted her to be, she found herself lonely and confused. With nothing left to lose, she embarked on a journey of self-discovery that led her to start the sexy, brilliant, global revolution. And she is the goddess of that revolution. Today, she keeps things real and is committed to a sexy, brilliant life. She knows that her words determine her frame of mind and what she will attract into her life. And she knows that the road to true love means loving herself first. Her first book, Too Fat, Too Loud, Too Ambitious, has been called the world's first X-rated spiritual self-help book. And in it, she shares her challenges and revelations as she navigates the world as a depressive, sex-starved, lonely single parent with an outcome of positivity in any situation. That is a great description. And her webinar series, The Kaur Process, helps people fall in love with themselves and to live their best life. Welcome to the show, Davina.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was such a fun bio to craft. I cannot even begin to tell you how wonderful that was.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for having me, and hi, everybody.
Well, that was all from your website, and it was all from your social media, which is just really fantastic. You really have a great presence out there, and it is just so positive and so inspirational and so motivating. And in your bio, you say you grew up always being who others wanted you to be. And I know that that could be hard for listeners to believe right now with an incredible bio like that. But can you tell us about that? Can you tell us what it was like growing up and trying to fit into a mold that just wasn't you?
So I grew up in India, and I come from a very traditional family. Like, my parents had an arranged marriage. They met for the first time at their engagement party, and they met for the second time at their marriage.
Wow.
At their wedding ceremony. Yeah, so you can imagine the background, the culture that I grew up in. And so that was, so for me, I was always told, and actually a lot of women and a lot of people, men too, women are told that, you know, your identity is based on having a relationship, producing children, and career often comes second. And the men are told that, you know, your worth comes from how much money you make and what kind of a provider you are.
Right.
So, you know, here we are in this 2019, and you know, it's a completely different world where the labels from the past don't work for us anymore.
Right.
And like my title, too fat, too loud, too ambitious. That's who I am. And, you know, like, the fat part of it is also because my parents and my family was like, I was always body shamed for being fat. And again, it comes back to, you're too fat and nobody's going to want to marry you. Meaning nobody's going to want to love you because you're so fat. So it's a struggle to kind of have that as your identity.
Right.
And it's taken me a lot of time, emotions, energy to say those words were their words. That's not my reality, because of their words. There was a time in my life where I was a bulimic. So I would eat food and I would throw up.
Right.
I would put a finger down my throat to throw up because I wanted to be loved and I wanted to make my parents happy. And you know, that's great. But as now I'm a full-time single parent, and what I'm realizing is everything that our parents pass on to us is because of their upbringing and their programming.
Right.
And here we are, you know, that doesn't work for us anymore. So we have to make a conscious effort to change that and to let go of their labels, their culture, you know, like that arranged marriage. I still can't believe my parents met for the second time at their wedding and wedding, right? And just so we know, they're still married. They're like happy together and, you know, very traditional roles. And so it's just very interesting to be here and to do this and and talk about sexiness and talk about brilliance and shock my parents.
Yeah, how do they react to that, Davina? I'm curious about that. How what is the reaction to this, this branding, this label? How have you found that to be?
Oh my gosh! So my parents, my family, my extended family, my siblings. I'm like, please never ever watch me on TV. Please never ever read my books. Don't listen to me. But you know what? But this is the other part of it too, right? The family we have is something we cannot choose. We don't choose, at least not in this lifetime. And like, there's always love and respect, and I cannot change anybody else except myself. Right. And that's where it starts.
Right. I think, you know, Davina, I think what's so inspirational about your story, or just one of the many things, is that for a lot of people, it's hard to make a break from something more traditional. And even if it isn't a culturally traditional, it could be socially traditional. So, you know, there's a way we're expected to work. There's a way we're expected. There's amount of hours that we're expected to work. There's a way we're supposed to get dressed. And when it doesn't fit us, when we feel like we want to break out of that, it can be scary, even to make a change in a small way, even sometimes eating healthier or making mm-hmm. different decisions for your health. People make fun of it and look down on it. And I love your story because you really just busted out on all levels and are really showing people that they can be who they are and stand out and stand proud. So I it's really inspirational to hear that.
Thank you. And, you know, it comes from, there's a lot of darkness that goes through it. Like there's yes. been so many times in my life where I just wanted to end my life.
Yes.
You know, the first time when I was about 16, 17, and then later on again in my 20s, and then again 30s when my marriage ended. So there's always darkness. And, you know, we have to, it's easy, right? Like there's so much pain that I just wanted to end it.
Right.
But I had to take a step back from that and say, so if I'm going through this, there are other people who are going through this. You know, pain is universal, but suffering right. is a choice.
Right.
So making a conscious effort. And then every time that I went through this darkness, through these, you know, manic depressive thoughts, what I did is I reached out to, well, the first time, the second time I got into addictions, I got into a food addiction. Then, of course, later on, I got into a dating addiction, and I met so many people looking for love from the outside,
right?
And but that also was a gift because that led me to Sexy Brilliant,
right?
And I want to share this with you because this is so exciting for me, and for listeners too. Because remember, you and your life purpose are both looking for each other. So every time I would get a text message from, you know, from a man, and just, lady, sorry, I'm straight. just so we know so far. You know, every time I would get a text message from a man, he'd be like, how are you? I'm like, always sexy, always brilliant. Not knowing that, you know, that Sexy Brilliant was what was going to be my brand and my purpose and my my business. And So that addiction of talking to people, looking for validation, you know, it didn't matter that I had just quit my investment banking job and I was walking dogs for a living. And some days, honestly, I would just make $10 a day.
Right.
And I had no money. It was like, I was like, I don't have food. You know, why am I doing this? Like, why do I not go back to that job that comfortable, you know, banking job where there's so much money, but there's also so much suicidal thoughts, right? Like it's not, I wasn't happy at the bank. While I was going through this, I would stand in front of the mirror and I'd be like, I am sexy, I'm brilliant. I would be crying, you know, and I'm like, I am sexy, I am brilliant.
Right.
So just reinforcing that sexiness, because that's also, it's a state of mind. Sexiness is not just sexual. We think, you know, sexy is sexual, but it's also confidence. It's also daring. And
right.
I am daring. I'm daring is me. So, you know, the choice of quitting the banking job and pissing my parents off. You know, exactly, right? Like the you know, like walking dogs for a living, and I'm a rebel, so I wanted to do things to please myself. Actually, last year I went through a massive depression episode. I had a big business failure, and again, suicidal thoughts. Just when Anthony Bourdain happened and Kate Spade happened, and I was there as well. And you know, it's universal energy, right?
Right.
We're all connected. And this time, though, I was, instead of going into another addiction, you know, down that path, I actually reached out to my social media community. So I shared my pain and I shared my journey, and I had so much support. So, you know, we're all in this together. And I was also very lucky because I have therapists and I have coaches who helped me. So I reached out to people to say, I wanted to live. I do not want to end my life. But
right.
That awareness that these emotions are there. Just for our listeners, just to remember, emotions are neither right or wrong. They simply exist.
That's right. And that's the other powerful piece. I mean, sometimes on social media, we see like a greatest hits or a best of compilation. Like in high school, we'd make the mixtapes, you know, just the songs we want. But there is so much work that goes behind that. There is so much behind the scenes a lot of times that people don't see. And I like that you have been, you know, real and authentic out there and really shared that with people so that when they see a success, they understand that there's so much work that goes into it. And I think that can even inspire people to go out and do the work like you did. Because it's never easy to make a change, but to go against convention, like we were saying, and to bust out onto the scene against values that might be a little more conservative, that can be really difficult. So I'm glad that you talk so openly about the difficulties and how you overcame them.
Lots of mindfulness, lots of awareness, and most importantly, lots and lots of support.
That's right.
You know, everybody is worthy of love, care, and professional support. So very important. If anybody is struggling, reach out. Peer support groups. You know, I'm in Canada and we have a lot of government help for mental health as well. So
right.
Not as much, of course, as we would like, but it's there. So just reaching out for help is also empowerment, is also a process of self-love and self validation. So very important.
Right. And so this has all led to what you call the sexy, brilliant global revolution. I mean, that's I love that.
I'm very ambitious. It's too fat, too loud, too ambitious.
So it's like you went into the thesaurus and pulled out every amazing word.
Tell us
about that. I mean, what is this revolution? What are your goals for that? What does that look like when you're there at night, laying in bed and in the darkness, and you're envisioning what this looks like? What does that revolution look like to you?
So, you know, for me, again, to talk a little bit about energies, and so I have a very strong masculine energy, and so my struggle is always to find balance with my feminine side.
Right.
So when I was again 2 years ago, when I was looking for, you know, sexy brilliant happened, I was like, so we're talking about empowering women, and I was looking at things around me, and I was like, but this doesn't feel right. Like, how can you empower women but not empower people of other genders? So I had to take, again, I went into meditation and I worked on myself for a long time. And again, everything that we are looking for is within us. We just have to unlearn and, you know, release all of the baggage and the energies that we've picked up from other people. So I said to myself that just empowering women doesn't feel right to me. I want to empower men. I want to empower people of all genders. And that's where I'm like, Sexy Brilliant is a global revolution. Right. It's for people of all genders, all ethnic backgrounds, all, you know, the socioeconomic backgrounds, as well as sexual orientations. And this is where it's a free for all, where it's an empowerment from the inside out.
How do we do that? So how do we access, if someone were to be, you know, go to a coaching session with you and they would say to you, you know, Davina, I really want this. Those words resonate with me, but I don't know how to be sexy. I don't know how to be brilliant. How do you help people to access the meaning behind those words?
That's a great question, but I just want to clarify one thing. I am not a coach. I am not a therapist. That's not my brilliance. My brilliance is to be sexy.
Well, I know, but you have these programs that you run. Yes. I know you have courses and programs. So if people were to approach you during those or ask you these things, I mean, what would you tell them?
So the first thing I would say is, you know, the sexy is about empowerment. It's about confidence. And confidence comes from knowing who you are. So know yourself, know your unique talents, know your gifts, but also know your darkness. Right. So no longer needing to run away from darkness. That's what's sexy. And that's where I talk about depression. And, you know, of course, it's a medical term, but it's also a lot of it is the dark energy, which we all have, the ego.
Right.
And not only that, I mean, I have a name for my ego. So I know myself and then I accept my ego. And that's the second step where we're accepting all parts of ourselves, including the darkness.
Right.
I'm talking about radical self-acceptance.
Right.
So this is the first step, and you know, about confidence. And like this happened for me too. I was in the bank and, you know, in the banking sector, and I worked and it was great. I was making a lot of money, but I was miserable and suicidal. And I was like, I don't want to be there. This is not my purpose. So, you know, just knowing that, and again, it's subconsciously. It's not, I did not know that Sexy Brilliant was going to happen. I did not know that I'm going to write a book. I did not know that I'm going to be on television or even Hollywood reality TV. You know, so, but making that choice to say no to things that are not working, that's the first step towards empowerment, which is Sexy Brilliant.
Right, right. Do you remember, I mean, you said you had a marriage that ended, and I know you went through a major change. And so I'm thinking as this global revolution takes place and takes off, can you share with us about some of the first moments in your life where you really felt that? What were some of those little turning points where you felt truly sexy and you felt truly brilliant? Can you remember those times and what that was like and what those moments were like for you while you were going through so many difficulties?
You know, that's a great question. I actually write about this, and I write about this a lot. I'm writing my third book right now. So last year, summer 2018, I remember this. I have tears coming down my eyes and I'm crying. And, you know, but I'm sitting in the patio and I'm enjoying the summer and I'm like, oh, but I feel so sexy. So, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Right? So I'm like, okay, this doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm crying and I'm miserable and, you know, like suicidal, but I'm also feeling sexy.
Right.
So I call my therapist. I'm like, Dr. Jenny, like, what is wrong with me? How do I feel sexy when I'm like so miserable? And she's like, wow. So, you know, again, so it's a mindset. It's about believing that no matter what happens, no matter what success you have in life, whether that's, you know, being, you know, passing high school or banking or being on television, the true success is the success that we have from the inside.
Right.
So again, like, you know, being I was miserable and, you know, I wanted to kill myself, but I felt sexy. And that's to say that is true success. When you know who you are, your gifts, and you're mindfully getting out of your own way.
Right.
So to say, instead of saying, oh, I'm so angry and, you know, like, I'm not worthy of love. I'm like, no, I am sexy. Yes, I'm crying today, but this is not permanent. It's right. It's going to get better. So right. Just that mindful self-talk and, you know, that's true where you feel sexy and sexy is of course me, but people, you know, if anybody listening doesn't want to be sexy, that's fine. You know, just ask yourself, what is it that makes you feel empowered? You right. want to be happy, you want to be brilliant, you want to be beautiful, you know, or successful, but that's the term you have to use for yourself. And a lot of self-actualization, so a lot of spending time alone and,
right.
You know, connecting to yourself, connecting to divinity that we all have. There's the culture that I come from, which is India, and the land of spirituality. We say this, every person has divine light in them.
Right.
Has God in them. So to respect that energy within yourself and to love your way through darkness.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's so, I had a teacher once talk about the metaphor of, you know, the wrapping on a present. And sometimes you get gifts, you look at yourself and we get so caught up in the wrapping and our expectations of what's inside or how something looks on the outside. And we just don't remember to get to the core of what's on the inside, to the real gift inside. And I mm-hmm. think, you know, it's so important because your message is so about the, you know, quote unquote reality of the physical world, but also about a topic very close to my heart, how we can use the events of an ordinary day, how we can use our appearance, how we can use what we have right now to empower us to really discover what's inside. And you flip the script. So instead of letting what's on the outside get you down, you actually embrace it, empower it, and really go on that journey of self-discovery. And I think that's a very strong and powerful message. In your book, so Too Fat, Too Loud, Too Ambitious, this book, what is in there for readers? How does that break this down for all of us?
Yeah. Well, so the book is about, it's a very simple book. First of all, I just want to mention to, you know, your audience and also for myself, I'm not a gifted writer. I actually failed high school. So one day I was sitting, I was a dog walker. I was a full-time dog walker. And one of my clients is like, oh yeah, I'm a coach. Let me help you with your business. And I was like, okay. So I showed up at his office one day. And then the next thing, you know, we're talking and he's like, you should write a book. I'm like, what? Me write a book? are you nuts? Like, this is what I said to him, right? So I come back home and I'm like, well, I guess I should write a book. So this is important, right? Sometimes people will come into our life, and oftentimes when we are in the flow of life, people will come into our life to take us to the next level of perfection.
Absolutely.
Because we are all perfect as we are. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll start writing. So I'm like, what do I write about? Wow. So exactly. So this is where it started. Just the fact that I was open and willing to make that change. So fast forward a little bit. Fast forward 3 months and you know, I'm starting to write, and sometimes it's, you know, it's a failure as a mother where I screamed at my at a kid, and maybe not even my kid, because this kid so one time I was walking down the street and I saw this kid hit his mother and I stopped and I said, you know, like, please don't do that. That's kind of not cool. And it was an immigrant family. And I came back and I wrote about that. So exactly what happened into, you know, and from there, I, next thing I know, I've written like 300 pages.
Wow.
Yeah. So then I'm like, what do I do with this? I have no name. I have no structure. I have, you know, again, so I find somebody who can help me. So we, you know, we start working on creating a book, And then the next thing you know, a third person comes in to help me, a fourth person comes in to help me. And then I find a publisher, and then, you know, so it's like being open to life. Yes. And just sharing stories of empowerment and just sharing what has led me to Sexy Brilliant and why is it such a powerful global revolution.
I love that. And I love that. I love the story of how that started because it's so much in line with your narrative, how it happened. I love that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's one of its kind. And the takeaway for the reader, and first of all, it's for people of all genders, and right. Everybody is welcome to read the book. But it's also fun and light and sexy and brilliant. And I can assure you, reading that book is about you're going to feel brave. And brave and courageous. And that is what my message is to people is I want you to feel brave, courageous, empowered. It's my gift to you. You have to be willing to. But gifts come when we are willing to be open and receive them.
I love that. I love that. And you may have just answered it, but based on that then, and based on this amazing journey you've had, what's a tip or tool then that you can give us right now that we can use in this moment on our journeys of personal and spiritual growth?
You know, I spoke about mirror therapy where, you know, stand in front of the mirror and say words of affirmation, perhaps write that down. One thing I also, you know, I grew up in the generation without the phone and no internet,
right.
But what I started doing is I started taking pictures and I would look at myself and I'd be like, oh, I'm so fat. Oh, I'm so ugly, you know?
Right.
And then saying that's the first reaction, but how can I replace that? So I would say, oh, I like my eyes. I would look at my pictures and be like, oh, I like my eyes. Oh, that's a beautiful smile. You should smile more.
Right.
So, you know, using phototherapy and I know we're in this time of narcissism and everybody's talking about it, but also the other part of it is if there is no love for ourselves, if you can't love yourself, who else can love you?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Right? So phototherapy is something that really works. Being mindful, you don't have to share the pictures, but we need to start admiring ourselves for who we are and looking beyond the physical and going into the inner and, you know, and feeling whole and complete.
That's something new. It's something I haven't heard before. That phototherapy is very interesting.
Absolutely. And it's sexy brilliant.
I love that. I love that. And that brings us to the end of this episode of The Nobody Guide to Life. Davina, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show and for being so authentic.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And to your listeners, I would love to connect with you.
Yes.
Please find me on social media. I follow back. I love learning from you. I'm a full-time student of life, so don't hesitate. And mention JA so we can all connect and party together.
I will. And you said you had a course coming up or you have courses that you give every once in a while. Can people find out about those through your website?
Absolutely. So the website is sexybrilliant.com.
Okay.
We have a couple of courses. We have a course on being single and celebrating the power of being single. And then, of course, we have a course on self-acceptance and then inner confidence. So all the information is on sexybrilliant.com.
I love that. Or hashtag sexybrilliant.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I found that hashtag. That is great. So I know Davina and I follow each other on some platforms. And so it's really great. So thank you. And I want to remind our listeners, we do live in a world with others and we have to find a way to function in that society. But that doesn't mean we can't be who we are. You know, my mom always told me, be yourself and you'll attract people to you who like you for who you are. And you know what? That has proven to be true time after time after time. Search inside and see if there is something or someone you've always wanted to be. And see if you can't just take one step to living in that new reality. You can find out more about Davina and her work at sexybrilliant.com, hashtag sexybrilliant. You can sign up there and get more information. The link will be in our show notes. And you can always check out more episodes of the Nobody Guide to Life.com or on the Nobody Guide to Life YouTube channel. Check out our new videos. Reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's View or on Instagram at J.A. Plosker. Or join the Facebook community, Simple Spirituality. If you liked what you heard on this episode, please consider sharing it with someone you know, someone you think is sexy brilliant. Keep practicing and have a good week.